Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Douglas, good afternoon to you and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thanks for having me.
So, Douglas, were you one of those guys who were like selling your sandwiches during school breaks?
Yeah, you've got me, unfortunately. Well, I was. I learned to sell when I was 12 years old and haven't stopped selling since. So, but core value of mine, and I believe massively in the idea of picking up the phone, booking a meeting, seeing a client and adding value to the client's life.
Yeah, it's just really interesting to me as to whether this kind of entrepreneurial behavior could ever be learnt, because it seems to me, and there's a common thread between yourself and other young successful people I've spoken to, it almost just seems like it's innate.
I suspect so. I think there's a level of, you know, it was within me from a young age, and I guess, you know, it's separating the idea of entrepreneurship from, you know, learning how to sell. And at the core, that's what entrepreneurship is. There's so many great ideas that never get out of the garage because the people behind those ideas aren't willing to pick up the phone and get on the road and see people who are going to use their products. And all the businesses I've been part of, sales has been such a key component. You know, letting people know what you're doing, testing your product, and then making sure that you're adding value.
That is such a fascinating thing to say in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, if you had started Carry Payments a year ago, do you think you would have achieved even a modicum of success given prevailing conditions?
Simon, you know, I think it's obviously been an incredibly tough time for so many businesses, business leaders, and people in general. We work in the school space, and working within schools, I mean, schools are really struggling getting their funds in for school fees and the like from their parents. But that being said, there's also now so much opportunity. In a traditional, in a tech business in particular, we're constantly trying to teach people and specifically schools into changing their process, changing the way that they do things to improve their processes. We're deeply invested in making sure our schools are able to collect money easily, allowing parents to pay their schools easily. But it takes sometimes years to coach a school into the fact that digital technology can make such a difference in their environment. And I think if anything, COVID has said to all of us, we've got to change our approach. We've got to think about the tools available to us that can make easier things easier for ourselves, for our employees and for people. And we've got to change the way we think about typical day-to-day things we used to do. And I think there's huge opportunity there for an entrepreneur in particular. If any time people were looking to change the way they do things and invest in new technologies or invest in different approaches, now is that.
Wow, that is so fascinating. But now I want to hone in on your business, on Carry Payments. What was, I hear what you're saying about the niche in education. What I'm not kind of understanding was the specific need that you aim to fulfill.
So I'll take a few years back. Well, prior to Carry, I was involved in building out a business that really allowed teacher-to-parent and school-to-parent messaging. And it was typically used when, you know, a tour was canceled or that maybe a child didn't do their homework and the teacher needed a message communication through to their parents. And we had an app that allowed or facilitated these payments. And I looked at one point to see how many messages went through schools and typically what type of messages go through schools, and found that it was almost a 50-50 split between reminders that the homework activity is due or the sports tour is cancelled, or a collection, or an amount of money is due for a tour of sorts. So as an example, teacher wants to take the kids to the aquarium. Each parent needs to collect or pay 50 rand or 100 rand. And the collection of those funds for a teacher or a school is a disaster. A school typically has one or two people in their finance office and can be collecting thousands of payments a month. And knowing where the money's coming from and making sure that people can pay is a disaster for a school, but more importantly, parents forget. You get told to pay 50 rand. You don't think about it again. The next thing, your child pitches up in the wrong outfit for the trip or the Civvies Day or whatever's taking place. So Carry really filled that niche and solved that problem.
You guys just blow me away. You have identified needs that most of us from my generation didn't even know existed. I look at you and I am astounded. I look at these young Australians who come up with a company called Afterpay, And they're now billionaires listed on every stock exchange on the planet. And I just think you guys just see the world in a completely different way to those of us who were born 15, 20 years before you.
That's very kind of you, Simon, but I do think there were some extraordinary entrepreneurs in almost any bracket. If you look back into, you know, one of my people I look up to is the founder of Nike, who built a massive, massive business and wrote an incredible book called Shoe Dog.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think, you know, there's huge opportunity. Well, there's huge examples of people who've built these incredible businesses. The benefit for young people, I think, is the opportunity to extend technology. And I think if you look at our business, we employ around 50 people across South Africa, but we deal with a very niche problem, payments in schools. Yet we've built a solution that solves it better than anywhere else in the world. And that allows about 1 million people on a weekly basis to pay their schools, whether it's for the civvies day or the sports tour, but up to school fees. So a huge amount of money goes through the system and we're able to make sure schools do get those funds. Whereas before that, they just weren't reconciling their books and they didn't know if things were being paid for. So it's solving a big problem. And I just think if we can build a business like that in niche school payments, I mean, the opportunities to build businesses in almost any industry now is more so than it's ever been.
Absolutely amazing. Our president came out not too long ago with a comment to the effect that this requirement for experience is a barrier to entry and preventing us from spreading skills in the way that we should. What is your take on a comment like that?
I think, you know, if I look at my journey, it's always been about just getting going. You know, to learn sales, I picked up the phone and started to see people and started to sell and started to learn as I went. That being said, I've been at this now for over 15 years and I've learned an enormous amount, whether it's about people management or finance or technology. But the biggest trick with any journey like this is to get going. And again, I will quote Mr. Knight, who again, out of Shoe Dog, and he said, the cowards never started and the weak died along the way. That leaves us. And the trick is to decide whether you're us.
Powerful stuff. I want to ask you a final question. Gosh, that flew past that time with you this afternoon. But I just, the reason I wanted to talk to you is I think you have a role in terms of being a hell of an inspiration to the youth. What is your take on the youth of this country in terms of entrepreneurialism, initiative, and doing things on their own?
Simon, I think again, I mean, young people have grown up in this new world of fast-paced change, of technology, of understanding, of communication, of linking to people all over the world, from sometimes very rural areas. I think, you know, there's this new mindset of opportunity, but more importantly, connectivity. And to me, the future of young people in South Africa connecting to people in the States through all these various channels we now have, whether it's posting TikTok videos or watching, reading stories on Wattpad, all these incredible tools that are available to them on their phones. I think we're yet to see, or we're about to see, an explosion of innovation and creativity that can come out of anywhere in the world. But
Douglas Honey, the founder and CEO of Carry Payments. And what an absolute pleasure it has been speaking to you this afternoon. I found that discussion inspiring, interesting, and hopeful. Thank you for your time this afternoon.